The True False Film Fest is here, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series we call True False Conversations. I'm Abby Ivory Gagna. La Flor de la Vida follows 83-year-old Aldo and his wife Gabriela as they move on from their divorce after 50 years together. Directors Adriana Loef and Claudia Abend wanted to explore the fears we associate with aging while at the same time redefining how old age can be a time of new beginnings. KBIA's Haley Broughton spoke with Loef and Abend on how the film came to be.
How did you both get the idea for the film?
We were interested in reflecting on the issue of time passing by and its impact on the lives of people, on their bodies, on their minds, on their feelings. So what we did was we placed an advert in the newspaper that said, if you're over 80 years old and you want to share your story with us, give us a call. One day, a man who sat down and said, proclaimed, I'm the perfect protagonist for this film. He was like very self-absorbed and very intelligent and very, you know, confident. And he told us that he had recently separated from his wife. And we realized that the story of this couple that had been together for 5 decades and had undergone a crisis and were going through very important decisions in their lives was like the story that we wanted to tell.
What was it like working with Aldo and Gabriela?
It was very different with each one of them. Aldo loved the camera and Aldo also loved the company. And he would say, like, the reason why I'm doing this is a little bit because of the film and a lot because I like having you guys around. While Gabriela is much more, you know, low-key, she didn't enjoy that much being filmed, but she was a good sport and allowed us to be there. But it clearly showed how their personalities were so different.
And why did you both decide to tell this story now?
I mean, I don't know. As filmmakers, we are always like looking around and looking for stories to tell and also looking inside for the things that worry us, the things that scare us. Who's not a little bit afraid of the passing of time, of aging, of growing old? Who doesn't wonder whether their relationship will sustain, you know, the challenge of time? Who doesn't have, you know, parents or relatives or people that we love that are going through health issues and other challenges? So all these were like fears or questions we had bottled up inside. And telling this story was a way of trying to look into some sort of crystal ball, into a possible future. And we're in our 30s. We may still have time to, you know, make decisions.
I'm wondering what you both hope the audience takes away from the film after they view it.
Perhaps people live more with questions about their own lives rather than judgments on the lives of our characters. I think it's really powerful that people, after watching the film, instead of talking about what happened to this particular marriage, people begin to talk about their own relationships and their own marriages. So I think there really is some sort of mirror where each one projects their own personal stories in the lives of Aldo and Gabriela.
That was KBIA's Haley Broughton talking to directors Claudia Abend and Adriana Loef about their film La Flor de la Vida. For all of our True False coverage, go to kbia.org.